here in Hillcrest in Durban. When I came home from India, I was a bit concerned. I spent, it was about 10 or 11 hours in the Dubai airport. So I got my wife to drop off my car, and I jumped into the car, drove home, got into my granny flat for a week on my own, self-isolating, because the girls were still going to school. And then once the school closed down, I came back into the house, but no symptoms whatsoever. So I think it's got free. No, it's just trying to do things, keep myself busy.
It must be disappointing for you because you were already in India and you were busy working, and now this is quite a big disruption. Obviously, for the players, though, it has to be much worse. The season just getting kind of cut there with no real clarity on when things might resume. Psychologically, this must be very tough.
Yeah, I think it is. I think the fact that it was the end of the season domestically is all right. But I think as the pros, they're probably a bit betwixt in between what they need to do going forward. When do you need to be fit for? When do you need to be goalie fit for? But you did get the feeling in India, the first game was rained out in Dharamshala, but you got that uneasy feeling and that the guys weren't sure whether they should or shouldn't be here. And that eventually, once that decision was made, I think they were quite happy to be heading home.
Yeah, and to hunker down and see if, you know, you can kind of get past this and hopefully return to action sooner rather than later. I see you're on Instagram. Well, you've been, but you're actually actively posting content on Instagram.
My girls are very socially active on social media, and they said, oh, Dad, why don't you do more on Instagram? I went onto Twitter, and it was a bit of a way, and I don't do many tweets. So they said, now we'll do Instagram. So I said, well, I also logged on to that probably 3 or 4 years ago, but never followed it up. So they said, well, put some cricket content on this. I thought about it. I thought, well, what would I want to be doing? If I'm a young, cricketing, mad kid, then I can't get out. I can't go and play. What can I, can't I do? I can watch videos about certain ways of doing things and, maybe learn a little bit from it, maybe change my technique. So I had some videos that we recorded for Super Sport that we didn't manage to get out. So I thought, well, let me do those and see if people like.
Okay, and the response seems to have been very positive. Can we expect more?
Yeah, I've got a few lined up. Also, I'll go and request, what people want. Do a few more amateur ones, cell phone, and I've got some information in my head. So I might as well get it out and give it to some people. Maybe it can help them in some small way.
Are you spending some time in front of the TV, or are you just being Mr. Outdoors Man?
I have watched a little bit of TV. I tell you what I have enjoyed is those ESPN 30-30s. Yeah, some of the stories you sort of knew about, but when you get to watching the 90-minute or 80-minute take on it, it's a completely different perspective.
You've been in lockdown for a bit longer than most people. You're a bit more experienced. What are your top three tips for lockdown?
Don't take yourself too seriously. Find lots of reading material. I think after a while, definitely keep in touch with what's going on in the news and that, but don't watch too much of it. I think it gets a little bit depressing after a while. But yeah, definitely the thoughts are with so many people around the world. I mean, particularly those areas like Italy, Spain, and obviously the US, and what's happening over there. I mean, things haven't really, hopefully they don't, but they haven't seemed to have taken off as badly in South Africa. And hopefully with this lockdown that we're going through, we can prevent a lot of the bad issues from establishing themselves. But I know we're also heading into winter, which apparently isn't a good thing. But it'll be great to come out the other side, and I do hope they find a way of testing people. I think once everyone can get tested, then at least you can establish where everyone's at.